Yudches Nissen, 18th of April, Dain Menachem Geli, Pesach theme.
Shos Moron and Rabbosai, let me begin with a pasuk in Tehillim, which the Gemara in Brachos Dan Daf Nun Daled uses as the source for Pirkas HaGoimel. That's not my subject today, but it's Betoiras HaKedomah. The bracha that one makes for having gone through difficult times and having survived. And the pasuk begins, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv in kapitel kuf zayin, Yoyim reguli Hashem asher go'olam miyad sor, the Ribbono shel Olam redeemed Kal Yisrael from oppressors, from oppression. And the Gemara goes on to explain that the four categories of people who have to bring a korban toido on kenegdom that we say berchus hagoymel, and there's choyla yotzev beis asurim, and there's a midbar, someone who's gone through a midbar, etc. And the Gemara says one's got to bring a korban toido and one's got to make berchus hagoymel. The Marsha asks a question. The Bemis, I tell you, it's related to Pesach. Others learn that the pshat in the Manishtano, in the first question of the Manishtano, the Halaylo Hazeh, it's a Manishtano, Shekolo Aleinu Ono Eichlin Chomeitz U-Matzo, Halaylo Hazeh Kuloi Matzo. So the question seemingly is not accurate. It should be Shekolo Aleinu Ono Eichlin Chomeitz O-Matzo. Any ordinary night, we can choose. We can either eat Chomeitz or we can eat Matzo. What does it mean, we eat Chomeitz and Matzo? Like the other, ben yoshrim, ben mesubim. We can do either this or either that. So I think the Baba Nel and others learned the pshat as follows. The Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, and the Marsha explains it on this Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Daled, they went through these four categories. They were cholim, they were yotze midbar, they were yerdei hayam, yotze beis asurim, all the various categories that one's got to bring a korban toida for, Klal Yisrael endured. Klal Yisrael went through. What's halacha if you bring a korban toida? What does one bring with a korban? One brings chometz u'matzah. One brings the chometz of bread, chometz and matzah. And that's the question. Man ishtano, when I bring a korban toida, I bring chometz u'matzah. And alayla zeh kuloi matzah. The Marsha learns that the four koises and the dalet koises hatareila, and it's all based on midrashim and bereishis, etc., is all again keneged these four categories that Klal Yisrael endured in Mitzrayim. But there's a question that a whole kapitel, and the kapitel goes through each one of the various tzoros. But it says the Marsha asks, Yom Regule Hashem Asher Geolam Miyad Tzor. It should have said Miyad Tzora. Tzor means there is an oppressor. What's the oppressor? So Bishloime, the one, Yotzme Beis Asurim, so where the person was abdicated and there's terrorists and whatever it is, so there is an oppressor, there's a Tzor. But the rest, where's the oppressor? There's no oppressor, there's no Tzor. It's a Tzor, it's a brach, it's a difficult situation the person's found, can find himself in. Says the Marsha that the ultimate Brocha, the ultimate toido, the thanksgiving, is not so much that the person has been saved physically from a situation. He said these four categories refer to sometimes self-inflicted situations. And it can be sometimes min ha-shamayim, left off against self-inflicted, but there isn't necessarily somebody else. Midbo, says the Marsha, means to say is one of the items, the issues in life that stops us learning and being the kind of Torah mitzvahs as we would want to, means ein lo b'ma l'hisparnes, he hasn't got, he's got to run around for panosa. He would love to spend more time on Torah mitzvahs. Ekanish, he's got to make a panosa. Beis asurim, yotzev beis asurim, the Marsha learns of pshat, it means he's got, a person's got enemies, and he's got detractors, and there's politics, and he's always trying to defend. A choyla means to say, doesn't necessarily mean Rachman Islani is ill. It means to say a person physically doesn't have the strength. He comes back late at night after a day's work and etc. And he doesn't have the strength simply. So these are all In Yerdayom, same thing. Yerdayom says Mashal means to say sometimes a person is Boch Hashem, Machmas, Roiv Pan, Ososoy, and Riboy. A moment he's got to again see to affairs, and again he's distracted, and he can't do what he wants to do. So it's not sorrow necessarily, but it's sore, it's an oppressor. The oppressor refers to the Yetzirah. It's something internal that a person cannot continue life as he would want to. The question is, what's Mashal saying over here? I mean, a person, is it not good enough to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? The person's been a Yerdei Yom, or he's been a Midbar, and he comes out alive, and he's there, and he gives Sheikh Vaidur, Takadosh Baruch Hu. Why has he got to be so fanciful that it's a tzor, and that he can't learn, and he's a dal dvarim hamoinim, atzmoy from Torah and mitzvahs? Well, pshat is as follows. The point is that, yeah, life is beautiful, life's amazing, and we all want it, and we all thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the real Birchas Toidah, the Hagoymel, that we say is where we're able to have a life of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's what the Marshal is teaching us. The Korban Toidah and the Mizmah Toidah, the Birchas Hagoymel means to say is that I, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom, has given me time and given me life and given me koiches that I'm able to function and able to mekayim Torah mitzvahs. And let's say that for Torah sakdome on a yontif that one has more time, then it's a gebenchta institution. This start the day that people come and learn and use the time what time was indeed given for. Where are boysa? Subject matter I like to discuss a little bit today is as follows. Let me put the shayla to you, but I may have to give a little bit of background. What's the halacha of a ben eretz of a ben chutz laaretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Eretz Yisrael for yontif, and he keeps yontif sheni? Now we'll discuss that in a minute. We'll discuss how imperative is that. Is that strictly halacha? Is that chumra? Is that minay? What it is? Because one hears all types of psokim, but he's in Eretz Yisrael and he keeps 2 days Yontif, Azovi Staff to Zain. And now he's on the second day Yontif, and he can't do a malacha. Can he instruct a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him? Can you say? And why should he be able to instruct? Because for the Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif at all. So it's not Yontif at all. So if he might, for the Yid, it's awesome. For the Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif. So the third would be a good sign that he should be able to instruct it. You can have a situation the other way around. You have a Ben Eretz Yisrael who is in Chutz Loretz, and he has to keep 2 days because that will explain in a minute what the basis of that halacha is. But there are poskim, halacha lemaisa, it's the Taz who it's all said, the Taz based on the Marshal, who holds the Betzino that Ben Eretz Yisrael can do malacha. We all know the klal that anything that's osa, that you can't even mishumar sahain, you can't even bechadri chadorim, you can't even do betzina, one can't even do if something is not right to do, then and even it's only osa mishumar sahain, I can't then go into my private room, lock my door, and go and do it. Nobody knows about it. There's no marisahain. That's wrong, because if it's wrong, there's a loy palog, and Chazal said you can't do it. But there's a difference why Betzino should be Mutter. The reason why I say it is that even though the Mishnah Brura paskens that Afilu Betzino is Osa, yeah, etc., but we have to know we cannot be dismissive of a whole Hevel of Rishonim who, according to them, Betzino would be Mutter. And the Poskim use, that's always the case when you've got various Rishonim, so there are situations when you can use those Rishonim to rely on that. So just let me give you a little synopsis of what this whole issue is. It begins with an Avkas Roichel. It's very, very interesting that the Gemara as such didn't discuss it. That means the notion of B'nai Chutzor to go to Eretz Yisrael, what do they do with 2 days Yontif? But it's first mentioned in the Beis Yosef, in Avkas Roichel, Tshuvas, written by the Beis Yosef in Tshuva Chavov, where he discusses exactly this question, and actually the question wasn't so much related to malacha. The question was, someone had asked, how can it be that the B'nai Chutz Loretz go to Eretz Yisrael, They keep a second day yontef, and they have all the minyanim. And if they have all the minyanim, there's halacha that al yishana odav b'pnei ha-machloikas. What is all this based on? This is based on a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pesachim, Mokim Shenagu. Just let's say the basic rubric of this, and we'll see the context for us. Basic rubric is as follows, that someone who goes from a town where they keep a particular chumrah, and they go to another town, then the other town don't have that chumrah, he retains the chumrah mimokim sheyotso misham. Conversely, if he goes to a town where in that town they have a chumrah and he was mekel, and the Mishnah discusses various chumras and kulas. There's a question whether one can work on Erev Pesach after Chatzois. There's a question whether one can eat tzli on Leil Pesach. We don't do these things. It's written because we've got the midik not to do it, but there are places. I mean, the whole idea is someone may think it's kodshim b'chutz, etc. Some people didn't have the midik. But halacha is, if you go from one place to another, a place where the minik is kept, and you go to a place where the minik isn't kept, then you've got to abide as follows. So, to cut a couple of plat of Gemara in a minute, the Gemara says as follows: that if he is daitoy lachzoyer, which means he intends returning to his place of origin, he's a temporary visitor, he's just going visiting the other place, then he retains the halacha of his original mokoyim, and he remains a ben of that mokoyim. But he's got to take on the chumras of the other place, because in that place nobody eats this, nobody does this, and he's going to go there, and there's a shena yid, and he goes and does it. So you're going to have a huge, you know, one town says avarachvim on Rosh Chodesh this, and one does, he's already got a huge machloikas. So alishana other bnei machloikas, he mustn't change. So the Beis Yosef applies the same principle to someone who goes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and said, listen, in Chutz La'aretz, there's 2 days Yontif. Why is it 2 days Yontif for those Daf Yomi Yidden? You've all just learned it, because Minig Avisecha B'Yodeichem, Hizwaru Sholchu Mitom, Chazal said, you've got to keep a second day Yontif, because Shema Yekalkalu Enochanam, and now you know Kviyas HaMoyed, and you can work it all out, and you've got no Sofik which day is Yontif. But what happens if Chas V'Shalom is a Shmad and is a Gezeirah, and you won't be able to learn, you won't be able to Geveah which is the correct time, you won't know again which day. So Chazal said, Minig Avisechem B'Yodeichem. It's a whole big, beautiful subject matter, exactly what is the status of the second day. Is the status a minhag? Is it left only as minhag? I don't want to say only minhag Yisrael Torah, it's a huge minhag, 2 days yonter, minhag. Or is it more than minhag? Is it already became a takonas chazal? And this goes into a whole different debate that the Rishonim discuss, as whether one makes a brocha on a minhag, because we all know on Sukkos, on the Arava, that we take on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't make a bracha, because the Gemara says, Machlokes Yisoy Nevi'im, or Mig Nevi'im, we don't make a Minig Nevi'im. So the question is, that if Yontav Sheni is only a Minhag, status of Minhag, not of Takona of Din, then the question is, how can one make a bracha on the second day Yontav? So it depends which bracha. So Taisa says Kiddush and Mitzayim. Okay, but say that we don't have a problem. The problem is, says the Ran, what do you do with Asher Kitshonu Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Achilas Matzo on the second night of Yontif? But it's only a minig. So if keeping second the Yontif is only a minig, so how can I make a bracha on Achilas Matzah V'tzivonu? It's not V'tzivonu. Rashi learns the reason why you can't make a bracha on the minig. Do you know what the reason you can't make a bracha on the minig is? Rashi learns because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, how do we know we make a bracha on a takonas chazal? V'tzivonu. What do you mean V'tzivonu? Who V'tzivonu? The Torah didn't tell us to do it. It's chazal. So, Leisosur. Says Rashi, but there's no Leisosur on a minig. See, if there's no lishosur on a minig, how can I make a shekin shana resources vanu alachilas matzo? That's the kasha. Yeah. So the Ran says as a result of that, because no, it was upgraded from a minig. It's a takona and takonum for a semes, and there's it's a different league. And on this, we don't ask questions. Second, the yontav is a, we all know kriyas amoyin. Now the Chazal said keep a second the yontav with all the extusha. It's a takona, and therefore I don't have a problem. The Biskarov learns differently. The Biskarov learns in the Pshat in the Rambam that no, on a minig you can make a bracha. No, he says no, you can't make a bracha. On a minig is also bichlal loisoso. Minig is bichlal loisoso. Loisoso means whatever Chazal said. If Chazal said sholchu mitom, it's a minig is bichlal loisoso. There's a different reason why you can't make a bracha. You can only make a bracha on something that is a mitzvah. Something that's only a vitzivonu, you can say on a mitzvah. If the cheftza of what you're doing is only a minig, there's no vitzivonu on a minig. Masha in kain, if the second day yontev, true, it's only minig. And he quotes, rise from the Rambam without, it's only minig. But al kolponim, minig doesn't matter, because minig is also b'chal loisoso. The question is, what am I doing? When I eat matzah on the second day, predicated upon, based on a minig, then I can make a bracha, because it's a chefta of a mitzvah. I'm making on a mitzvah. What's the mechayev of the mitzvah? Minig. So according to Rashi, you couldn't make a bracha, because minig isn't bichlal leisosun, can't mechayev a bracha. The Rambam held no. Minig is bichlal leisosun. You can't make a bracha on a minig, because you can't say vitzivon on a minig, masha enkein. Then you do a mitzvah. So eating matzah is a mitzvah, it's not a minig. The question, eating matzah when? It's on second day. The whole of the second day is a minig. Beseder, but Chazal said, you've got to keep it. And on a minig, I can't make a bracha if that translates itself or manifests itself in a mitzvah. I can make a chiles matzah. That's a two mahalchim out of it. Okay. But the reason why I say this little hakdama is that we should understand exactly what the status of this second day yontav is. That means it's either... Chazal said, behave as if it's a sofik and betoiras minig, or Chazal gave it a takona. Chacham Tzvi comes along, and Chacham Tzvi tells us, no, you made a major mistake. This whole din of the second day Yontav has got nothing to do with Mokum Sheyotzo L'Sham and Mokum Sheholach L'Sham. And I understand it very well. I understand it very well. If there's a Mokum over here that the Gemara discusses, a Mokum where they ate Chelev Yatras, the certain fats on the Kevo, and there's a different Mokum where they didn't eat. The Mokoim is not Goyrim. There's no reason why this place should have and this place shouldn't. Over by Luton they shouldn't and Birmingham they shouldn't. It could have been vice versa. This was the Kabbalah, Doira Doiris, why they did and they didn't. So then, it makes very good sense if you go from one place to another place and you're Daitoi Lachzoir. So Mela, you retain the status or you remain, says the Bala Hamoir, Beikroi. Because the Ramban learns that, it's a bit like Purim, wherever you are at the time of Megillah, that's, you're Benir in the Yoimai, that's who you are. But the main Sefer Shoim don't learn like that. They learn that, who are you? You are the where you reside, and you are reside, if so, if you're Ben Kutzoret, so in your visiting Eretz Yisrael, you've got to keep 2 days. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that's all good where the mokoim isn't goyram. Which means to say is the reason why I keep this minig has got nothing to do with the place. So then it's a very good swara, it's a chumra here. The fact that I've gone somewhere else, I don't lose that chumra. Because all the people who are in that place, were they the people of my people, would also be keeping this chumra. So nothing's changed. Masha in Cain, where the mokoim is goyram. The reason why I'm keeping in Chutzorets 2 days is particular to Chutzorets. And there it's all 1 day, there it's all because, as you all know, the Gemara and the Mishnah of Shoshana, that's where the Shluchim went, and etc., etc. So, Mimela Oibazoi, then if I'm going to Eretz Yisrael now, he says more than that. He says, I'm not even allowed to keep 2 days. He said, just imagine Eretz Yisrael would 1 day decide, you know, it's a nice thing. we want a second day yontov. So he quotes the Gemara in a few places in the Shas. I Yoshon Basukah Yilka, someone who sits in the sukkah on the eighth day of sukkahs, when in Eretz Yisrael there's no thing, he gets malchus. He's over baltaisif. He can't just make another day yontov. So he said, in Eretz Yisrael, if they would want to keep another day, they couldn't keep another day. So if I've gone over to Eretz Yisrael, so the pshat is, so I am the place where, because this place is what it is, they don't keep. So I was very, don't tell me that I'm bound, to the, I'm still a ben chutz la'aretz, so still keeping with 2 days. That's the shit of the Chacham Tzvi. However, the Bis Yosef took on otherwise. And the Bis Yosef says, Kachnan gumi mekedem. He says, this has been going on for hundreds of years. Yeah, it was a bit of a kasha, you know, did they suddenly just wake up about this? And what was happening? So the Bis Yosef has been going on hundreds of years. Obviously, the Bis Yosef learns a little bit differently. The Bis Yosef learns, no, that it depends who you are. If you are ben chutz la'aretz, that's your definition. Yeah, it seems it goes a bit to the persona. You are ben chutz la'aretz. Then, even though you are an Eretz Yisrael now, but you are ben chutz la'aretz, a b'nei chutz la'aretz. I've got a certain halacha, and they retain the halachas, it's halacha. He's got chumras, mokoim, she yotzo misham, and over there he's got to keep 2 days yet. Okay. And a ben Eretz Yisrael who comes to chutz la'aretz, who the ben Eretz Yisrael has only got 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, now he comes to chutz la'aretz, and he's daitei lachzer to Eretz Yisrael, so basically, he is really a one-dayer. So, according to Ramban, it may be different. I said he is what he is on where he is. But if he retains the status of the place that he comes from, so really he should only be keeping 1 day in chutz la'aretz. That's already now a different category. It's not because of Shema B'ni, Al Tikosh Torah Simecho, and he is what he is, he's got to keep his man. That's not the reason. He's a man, so that today he should be keeping 1 day. The halacha is because that is Shema Mechloikas, because he can't be driving around and putting on lights and doing everything, and then it looks terrible. Who's what and what's who, and etc. So, as, yeah.
So he can keep 2 days.
The Chacham Tzvi will also agree, because Adi Shalom Dan Machloikas will also agree that Ben Yisrael comes to Chutzah, has got to keep 2 days. On that, there's no Machloikas.
No, the Chacham Tzvi will say he has to keep him in Adin. Because
could well be. He doesn't discuss it. It's a beautiful, beautiful point. Needs elaborating. I'm not 100% sure, but could be. So, that lends itself to a certain Rishonim who say that for the Israeli who is in Chutz La'aretz, no, we don't have to be so machmanim. It's not osa melacha be'etzem. I asked you the question, but chadri chadorim, it should be osa. No, it's not osa. It's only osa because v'al yishan b'nei machlekes. So it does lend itself, logically, to say that if he's behind closed doors and no one's going to know, so it should be okay. So the Rishonim debate this point and they bring contradictions. They bring one Amoira who ate the chaylev in the place, and they bring another Amoira who says Malacha is Osa, and they make a distinction between Malacha and Achila, Malacha Mufrasemis, Malacha Kola Islahu. That means to say, is it only if you, those who hold malacha is betzino? Betzino means to say is nobody's going to know. A lady asked me, can she put on makeup? A bas Eretz Yisrael who's come, etc. So even though she's b'chadri chadon, she puts it up, but if it's nikah, when she goes b'chutz, then that's called b'fa'esya, that certainly cannot be done. But so I put it to you, Rav Ozna, in the 7th Chelek in Tshuva, he's not dismissive of this Taz. He holds that a person of Ben Shol isn't tied to Mukta, certain halachas. So now let's phrase the question that what happens in both ways round? What's halacha in Chutz La'aretz? When Israeli is here, can a Ben Chutz La'aretz ask the Israeli to do malacha betzina? Let's say l'shittas, I call it l'shittas hataz, etc., which is a shitta, and which is more common in, but the lomdus may be different. That's why I have to say the both ways round. A ben chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael to ask a ben Eretz Yisrael to malacha. Okay, so there is a Rashba in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Aleph, where the Rashba says the following halacha. The Rashba says, what happens if a person has got a field and he needs a shema, and his field is out of his tchum? So the Gemara says, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, that he can tell Yid who, for that Yid, it's not out of his tchum. Do me a favor, just take a walk around. Something which is mutter, obviously, because the Gemara says one shouldn't go around one's property on Shabbos to look at it, but a knife on it, it's mutter. Look after my field. Says the Rashba, from here we can look. What's the time post? Oh, that's very, very fast, yeah. So says the Rashba, that Mikan Lomdu Atoisves, that what's the halacha of someone who's Mikabel Shabbos early, brought in Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Gimel Sif Yud Zion, brings in Shabbos early in summer, as we've began to do, can he ask a Yid to do Malacha for him when the Yid's already been Mekabel Shabbos? So he's been Mekabel Shabbos, but the other Yid hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos. Says the Rashba, the Kosu HaToisves, the Mikan Raya, it is Muta. And as I state in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to go and do this. So the Marikash and a whole lot of other Poskim brought down the Shari Tshuva in Tov Tzadivov, brings it down, hold that who had in the same thing, because really when you're in Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz Laretz, what's the point? The point is that the Israeli, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, has not got Yonta. For him it's totally Mutter, and for him it's totally Mutter. Then it should be mutter for the same thing. So what's the difference between Erev Shabbos, when it's Shabbos for the Mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and he can still ask another Yid for the other Yid is mutter? So the same thing. So
on another Yid, you can't ask it for again.
So, very good. So that's really the crunch, and that's really the issue over here. So the Ginas Vorodim, who was Rabbi Avraham Alevi, these all brought down the poskim in, you know, today it's not a big chokhmah to have pekiyas, because you know you guys are chokhmah, but this isn't even that. It's all brought on this what Tov Tzadivov, the Ginas Vorodim, brings down his cholik, and he said, no, chas v'sholom, you can't do it, it's no tzushtel. And the point, I think, is what this learned gentleman has just said over here. What they want to be mechalik, Rabbi says, Araya, there's a raya from Toisus, a raya Toisus in Beah. Perhaps some of you are just about to learn it, Daf Yud Zayin Lamed Alef, where Toisus says that if someone, the Shaila Hatlam Shat Nigmara Hu Nesa Vekimchi Nesa, if someone didn't make Eruv Tafshilin, can he take his food and ask somebody else to go and cook it? And Toisus says, what do you mean? If he can't do it himself, how can he ask somebody else to go and do it? He can't do it, how can somebody else do it? So he says, Tosfos says, what do you mean? But this other Yid is mutter for him. So Reuven didn't make an Eruv. The other person did make an Eruv. And Tosfos says, even though it's mutter for him, I can't give it to him to go and do it. So, if so, you can have a stira between the two Tosfos and Elamai. The Gittes brother says it's no good. There's another raya that's brought, another raya. It's very interesting. Did you know that some people keep Yom Kippur Sveika de Yoma? The Torah brings down Tofresh Chavdal Chasidim Vanshe Maisa. Because you've got the same Sveika de Yoma. We only don't do it because it's sort of, it's not so easy. But there were Chasidim Vanshe Maisa who, what they practice of 2 days, two days Yom Kippur, says the Torah. That's yes. That was a real stuff. That was real. But we're talking about now in the halacha of minhag aseichem biyadeichem. Says the Torah, why is if someone is fasting the second day Yontov, can he ask somebody else? Hetzu, it's coming at the end of 2 days. Do me a favor, cook me a soup. You know, get me a little bit of chicken. Get it ready. Says no, you can't. You can't. Because it's also for you. There's a Miri Yisrael, just like the Miri Anokhi, there's a Miri Yisrael. So the Ramo himself, the Darke Moshe, Reish Samech Gimel, said that that's not a raya, because otherwise that would contradict the halacha that when you be Mekabel Shabbos, that you can ask another Yid to go and do it. He said a very simple chiluk. So Pshat Zazoy, and this lends itself to all situations. You know, perish the word the Eruv, but you know, I can't carry the Eruv, but I'll ask somebody else to carry. What he says is the following. Shaul's like, if it's osser for me, and according to me it's osser for you as well, then I can't tell you. She said, if it's Yom Kippur, then just like I can't eat on Yom Kippur, you also can't eat. You happen not to have my minig, but as far as my minig is concerned, you should also be having this minig. So I can't go and tell you to do something that I can't do myself. He says, my shaking on Shabbos, of Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos early. So Mekabel Shabbos early, the pshat is, I've been Mekabel Shabbos, but for you, it's Chol Gomor. For you, it's Chol Gomor, Ebezo, it should be mutter to do Molochem. Any case, I'm sorry, I've run out of time. There's a big pilpul about it. There's a tshuva Rabbi Shafanshin asks it in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, the point is the following. He says that part of the minig avisechem b'yodeichem, whatever halachas you've got in Chutzaretz, you've got in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, in Chutzaretz, could you ask another yid to do it? He said, of course you couldn't, because another yid would also be keeping it. He said, it doesn't matter. But al kaponim nichlal in the minig to keep 2 days is the minig that you can't ask a goy, and you can't ask a goy, you can't ask a yid at the same time as well, and it is osa. I will tell you, just I don't have time, I apologize, that Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecharon Livracha, and Rabbi Yashiv tended to be mekel, and they made the chilek that Rabbi Grossglass had made beforehand. And they say the following, that where it's osa for a goy, then could be it's osa to tell a yid as well. Could be. But Masha Enke, where it's not osa for a goy, then it's not osa for a yid. And could be the two aren't linked, and they bring a raya from the Rashba, Minei Ubei, but don't have time to say it, and they want to say no. Could well be that even if it's osa for a goy, Amir al-Nokhri is osa, and it's a special Takonas Chazal. We don't find in any place, and they prove it from the Rashba, that Amir al-Yisroel is osa. The concept doesn't exist. Amir al-Nokhri is osa because a type of shlichus, and then you could say, well, Kavachayma Ayid, he has more shlichus by Ayid, or because, for whatever, Xerus the Rambam said it, etc. But, at the end of the day, therefore, the way the Kitzurim bring it down, say they bring it down, if in Eretz Yisrael, you really ought not to do it. Miu Yesh Makilim, who is that? Rabbi Yashiv and Mishleim Ezaman, which were two Ilona Ravrava, two great poskim who allowed it. I think Mishum Kvoidi and Moshe Feinstein, they put the Ika Shita as its Osa. You know, everyone will ask the local Rav for a Psak Halacha L'maisa. Sikoshke in Chotzoretz, yeah. I'm reminded of a story that someone hacked Rav Padva, Zichron Livracha, Rav Henoch Padva, used to go often to the Far East, and every time before he went, or Vosel Echtom, with an international dateline, he wanted to go through it again. And the last time he came, Rav Padva said, Ich war so was besser wenn ich fake the Rabbonim Dalton in Japan, yeah. And in any case, Al Kapon will finish on Mitzvah de Bichusa. So I think there are grounds to be makil, and the grounds to be make are that the concept of Amir al-Nokhri was only said for a goy and wasn't said for Yid at all, as similar to the halacha of Erev Shabbos. I could moyet.